Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Examiner. That news that we got overnight, that mandatory drug testing for all drivers involved in serious crashes is to come into force this Friday. And obviously the timing very important, because that comes in before the busy bank holiday weekend. The Irish Examiner says that from midnight this Friday, Gardaí will be required to test drivers involved in serious collisions for the presence of drugs in their system. Apparently up to now, Gardaí had a discretionary power to test for drugs. I assume if they had maybe a suspicion. However, the government is now making this compulsory as part of a range of new measures aimed at reducing fatalities and serious injuries on roads. And research and evidence is indicating that drug driving is increasing. So this is why this measure is being taken. On a separate note, I was out and about over the weekend and came across three checkpoints in Kildare. So certainly there are more Gardaí out on the roads, and they are stopping vehicles and checking and doing breath tests and stuff like that. Anyway, that's the front of the Examiner. Front of the Irish Daily Star: more terror for Parnell Square stabbed child. The photograph is of Gardaí taking a man away after he was allegedly seen with a knife near the site where young children were hurt back in November. And the man with the knife banged on the school bus as kids were aboard, according to the Irish Daily Star. And one of the little kids stabbed in November was on that bus. So it's called Attack Survivors Fright. There'll be more about this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Irish Daily Mail on the front page: asylum seekers who wrongly received payments from the state will not have to return the money due to serious lapses in controls by the Department of Social Protection. The department has confirmed to the Mail that it won't seek to recoup extra monies paid to asylum seekers, as means testing only begins from next month. And the suspicion now is that maybe a million or millions were wasted on this. The Irish Sun on the front page: last chance saloon is the headline. The government is running out of time to bring in new laws that will let nightclubs open until 6 a.m. Public and bodies fear failure by Justice Minister Helen McEntee to progress the bills in the very near future will sink the changes. And DJ Sunil Sharp said, it does appear Fine Gael don't have the backbone or the bottle to actually change these laws as quickly as they need to. I seem to remember a while ago when Leo Varadkar was Taoiseach, he was kind of getting a dig in at Helen McEntee, saying, hurry up, I'd like this done sooner. But the Sun says that the pub closing times have been shelved, and is this the end for Irish nightclubs, is the question it asks. Inside the Irish Times, Eamon Ryan has a warning for us all that we have to face up to the reality that we're heading towards a 2.5 degree hotter world that has huge risks attached to it. And his other warning is that we could expect to have temperatures in the winter of like minus 10 or minus 15 degrees, is what he is saying, and summer temperatures no warmer than 10 degrees. Eamon Ryan was speaking after he briefed the Cabinet on the latest scientific evidence of global warming, and he says that trends including more extreme weather events were accelerating quicker than anticipated. We were saying yesterday how the Pope had used a homophobic slur, allegedly, in a private meeting with bishops. The Irish Independent tells us today that the Pope has now apologised after he caused a public storm over reports that he used a derogatory term while discussing the Catholic Church's ban on homosexual priests. So the Pope apparently meant no harm by the comments, never intended to offend or express himself in homophobic terms, and he extends his apologies to those who were offended. There weren't that many people offended on social media by it. Inside the Times of London, if you're planning on going on your holidays and you're thinking of Mallorca, well, there's an interesting one. The latest in a long line of protests over tourism in Spain and Spanish islands, and now activists have threatened to bring Mallorca's airport to a standstill in protest against mass tourism on the island. So last weekend we had about 10,000 people protesting in Palma in Mallorca to seek curbs on tourism, and the campaign groups who organised the protests now say that they'll collapse the airport of Palma, which was used by 31 million passengers last year. And by the way, that's up. It was 29.7 million in 2019. And the group have also discussed possibly blocking the port and the beaches as well. They're fed up with water being used to fill the swimming pools, roads being congested with holidaymakers' cars, and they also can't afford to rent because all the tourists are there. And I know that some of them in these Airbnbs, they've left posters and notes outside saying, we used to live here, but now we can't afford to because of you, the tourists. Finally, we are getting ready for a bank holiday weekend, which for some people is the start of the summer. It's also the start of the summer for fruit flies. And the Mirror tells us that fruit flies are set to invade Ireland this summer. Warmer temperatures and an abundance of food makes Ireland the perfect habitat for the pests. They are very annoying in your kitchen. And according to Alliance Online Ireland, they make insect control devices. There are an average of 1,600 searches for how to get rid of fruit flies each month in Ireland. And one of the people involved with Alliance, John Gervin, says summer is just around the corner, which means longer, brighter days. However, when warmer weather arrives, insects are more likely to appear in the house. Pesky fruit flies are the biggest nuisance, and he says that what you should do is keep your surfaces clean and sanitised to prevent fruit flies. They usually appear in the kitchen when food is being prepared and served, so maybe don't leave your window open or your door open. Take out the rubbish bin more often than usual ahead of fruit fly season so food waste doesn't end up rotting, and also watch your fruit and veg, maybe put them in an airtight container. So some of the measures you can take to control the fruit flies, not easy to say, which are swarming into Irish homes this summer, we are told. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.